Happy Halloween, everybody. Hope you're having a spooky day.
Well,
we're having a spooky day here. Our office is fired up.
It's nonsense.
Those people in here, they got to work early. They stayed late last night, and they got to work early today. And I'll tell you what, the Halloween spirit in this place is unbelievable.
They love
doing this.
Brett put a video up on his, on Instagram?
On Instagram, yeah, I did on the Roger, Instagram stories.
On yours
there.
Or on the Roger and JP one you did it?
On mine, at Radio Brett.
All right, so go if you want to go see it.
That's Radio Brett.
Yeah.
It's Radio, blatant publicity.
Radio Brett. Whore.
Plug.
So it's there.
But for slut.
It's okay, slut. Yeah, it's completely over the top.
It is.
Over the top. And from what I understand, Monica, at least in your place of business, kids come later on trick-or-treating around the building, so...
It's trick-or-treat on Halloween Street, JP.
Oh, that's nice. We used to have that when everybody's kids here were little, and now it seems like everybody's pretty much grown
so
up.
So you must love all the...
It's trick-or-treat on Halloween Street, JP.
You must love all the...
Yay.
All the kids coming in the building.
Luckily, it doesn't
trick-or-treat!
I'm going to kill that bitch.
Monica, calm down.
But the good news is it starts, I think, at 3:30 or 4 or something, and I'll be long mofo gone. So
yeah,
have at it.
At least you guys have a reason.
That's
there's
nice.
An excuse.
You but do I'll tell
it,
the you
kids
what,
come, what?
They still decorated it like mad. Like there's a whole hallway of Star Wars that the engineers did.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going on.
But you have children involved. There'll be children.
Oh, yeah.
These are grown-ups. These are adults.
Yeah.
These are people that supposedly work, and they just completely...
Four people spent 5.5 hours yesterday decorating the hallway right outside our little beige studio we live in here. I mean, all day from 4 to 9:30 last night, they did that hallway.
If the fire marshal walked in here today...
Oh, yeah, no.
Anybody with a management title would be in jail. Any of them.
This whole place could go up in about 5 seconds. Every piece of wall is covered in some sort of flammable material.
It would all be just gone.
If we put as much effort into Halloween as we do our day-to-day work lives here, we would be the number one station in the country.
In the entire country. Right. I don't disagree.
And then, Monica, the people who come in early to work, they're never here before 9:30. This morning, 10 of 9. There's people here in costume, ready to go. Like, what's going on? They're all here. We know who comes in at what time.
I ran to the bathroom around 7:30. And there were people already in the building. I'm just like,
but
Jesus
like, get
Christ.
Into it. I mean, like, what's, no harm, no foul.
That's
like,
the upside.
Dig the costumes. Like, I don't like. I love looking at everybody's effort and what they've done. And
so, what are you wearing?
Oh, me, I don't like to dress up, but I like when everybody else does.
You dig other people's costumes.
I love when everybody else dresses up. Absolutely.
You didn't do the Dia de los Muertos thingy?
No.
No skull face thingy?
No, I did. My only costume, I had an idea. But I didn't like it because I have all these Bills jerseys. So I was going to wear a Bills jersey and then carry a bowl of candy and
hardly a costume for you.
That's just how you look two of the days in a week. No,
that's just a Sunday.
I was going to say you can pick six because the Bills.
Boring.
You can pick six is funny. At least you're laughing. You know you can laugh.
That's why I couldn't do it because I'm like it's not funny. I'll get pissed at people. So no,
right.
It's amazing that all the people who don't have time to do stuff magically have time to do this today. I'm swamped. I can't help you right now. Meanwhile, they're able for
but
2 days.
Holiday, you
I
know. Guys.
2 days.
What is wrong with
it's
you?
Hilarious.
I have to tell you guys something. I told Brett before because he was here when I got back. Huh? I hate that I'm telling this story on Halloween because it is absolutely going to sound like a horrifically lame attempt to be Halloween-y.
Uh-huh. But you're not trying to be Halloween-y?
Not at all.
All right.
Being dead serious.
Okay.
I'm home before. I ran home because I left my phone charger. And we're flying out later on today.
Down to you guys, yeah.
And I ran home and I said, you know what? With all this Halloween hoopla, I'm never going to be able to get anything done anyway. Let me just do my prep for the Bone Show while I'm home.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm downstairs doing my prep. And I have, when you walk into my house, it's a high ranch. I haven't seen too many of them in Florida, but a high ranch is basically you walk in the house, it's like a little landing, and then you take either 5 steps up or 5 steps down. You have no choice. You have to go one way.
It's like a little landing, like a foyer type of, like a little...
Yeah, small. Small. Like if you come in the house with a family of two, somebody's waiting for somebody to get out of the way before they can walk in.
Okay.
That's the way it is. Sounds very rich and famous-y, right? It's awful. I'm downstairs. I'm doing my work. I have the TV on, and I'm sitting. I was just, like, laughing, saying, God, because I had... Al Roker was dressed as Doc Brown from...
Yeah, he was.
From Back to the Future?
He
looked amazingly ridiculous. First off, Doc Brown was not black.
It mattered. God. No, it doesn't matter. Don't tell me it didn't matter.
Why? It mattered.
Why would it
Al
ever
didn't
matter?
Go whiteface?
No, it mattered.
Why? How does he not go whiteface?
Because it mattered.
It doesn't matter. There's no reason.
It mattered.
He looked great.
Anyway, I flip around now. Channel 7, you know, ABC's doing the same thing. CBS is doing the same thing. It's like they're afraid if they don't do stupid Halloween stuff that people are going to change the channels and go somewhere and never come back again. It's insane.
It's so fun. It is part of the holiday.
It's just part of what's going on.
Okay, you just spent 3 minutes making fun of everything going on in your building.
I don't, the kid part. I dig the whole, I call it Claudia's dressed up. Everybody's dressed up.
All right, so I'm sitting downstairs. Now I have the TV on mute, and I'm just doing my work. A few minutes later, I hear this noise from behind me, like upstairs. And enough to where it whipped my head around. And I was like, what the hell was that? I'm like,
like there's somebody upstairs? Is that what you...
I heard like this sound, like a... Not a slam, but just a sound.
Okay.
And didn't think of what it was. I know I'm the only one in the house.
Right.
I'm like, maybe it's probably just one of the windows is open or whatever. Maybe the blinds, like, there was a breeze, blinds came out and then back in, whatever. I didn't really think too much about it. I just moved on. I go to leave, and the front door is locked. Now, when you lock my front door, it makes a sound. It makes a sound.
Okay.
Now, it didn't cross my mind because, again, I'm the only one in the house.
That was the sound you heard?
I said, let me go check the windows. All the windows were shut.
Yeah.
All the windows were shut.
Okay.
I know I didn't lock the door when I walked in the house because I went, put my keys down, I went right upstairs to pee.
Are you sure?
Dude, I am 100% positive. I did not lock that door. Now, you have to lock it by hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, Brett said, don't you have the camera? I don't have cameras inside the house. Mm-hmm. And to lock it from the outside, there's a keypad.
Mm-hmm.
And you would hear boop, 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 boop. Like you hear the sound. You would hear the sound.
But you didn't hear that.
Not that I necessarily would have would have heard it from downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But
you might have.
I would have heard them because a lot of times, like the door, you'd have to kind of pull it closed and then hit the buttons, and then turn the thing, I would have heard something other than that thing.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. And I say, I'm driving. I'm like, I'm going to tell this story.
Yeah.
And I am going to sound completely lame.
Right.
But it's too fresh, and it's like too, I don't know.
It's a ghost.
All I know is this. Yeah. And I said, I wonder if it was my mother trying to tell me not to leave.
That's what I thought you were going to tell.
Right. I wonder if it was her telling me not to leave.
Would you believe that? Would you get down with that idea? Do you know what I mean? Or is it like there's no way?
Trust me, if I heard, don't leave, I wasn't getting on that plane.
It's not like that. You know?
I've seen horror movies. If they tell you to get out, you get out. Because if you don't get out, you die.
That's not how it really works. So this is that version. This is the real life version of the movie. This is someone saying, and I'm not saying don't get on the plane. I'm saying saving you from a car accident or from something that was going on that you didn't need to do.
Listen.
Stalling you.
I got you. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but I know I didn't lock that door.
So then,
I know 100% I didn't lock that door.
Nothing else happened? I mean, like, so all after that, everything was, nothing moved or anything?
I left. I went back upstairs to check the windows to make sure I wasn't crazy.
And the ghost of your mother's in the house like, what does a ghost got to do? I couldn't make him stay.
Son of a bitch. He didn't listen to me when I was alive.
The door.
He's not listening to me while I'm dead, too.
All my ghost energy to lock the door. He doesn't even stay.
It's your friend. Your friend. And he's like, well,
damn
I tried.
Son.
No, it wouldn't be my... Right. You see that?
You that know is what, the worst.
You know
oh,
that,
my God.
You
know? That goes up my spine.
I think Eddie Murphy did a bit. He's like, you hear Get Out, and white people say, what was that? Black people, like, they run screaming. I don't know, man.
Wow. That's a weird one. You've had a couple things happen to you in the last year that have been like that. And you've never been.
Never had it before.
Ever had your mind open to it whatsoever.
Nope. Nope.
Now it's like it's coming in bunches.
Right, but this one I'm...
That's a weird one right there.
It's because you're open to it now.
I don't know.
You must have locked the door.
Dude, nope. I'm telling you.
I mean, that's the logical explanation.
I had to pee. You see how much water I'm drinking again? I had to pee. Yeah. I walked in the house. Mm-hmm. There's a little stool.
And why would you lock
there's
it
There's a
anyway?
Little stool. Right. Here's
you're
the other thing.
The house.
And I never lock. Unless I come home late at night from a gig or being out somewhere or whatever it is, I never lock that door behind me. Because there's so much traffic, I'm going to walk past it 45 times before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I never lock the door when I walk in the house, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Again, unless I come home at 2 o'clock in the morning or something.
And the dog was there, and he didn't lock it.
No.
He clearly couldn't lock
it. No. So, I don't know.
That is some weird stuff.
Do with it what you will. I just wished it wasn't Halloween.
And I think it's because it was Halloween.
Nah.
I feel like, you know, people are more open to that sort of thing, and it's the day, and I don't know what the other world is like, but maybe they have easier access or something. I don't know.
Brett, can you get the other world on the phone?
Believe.
I'm dialing now.
Thank you.
They know how to work locks.
666.
They can do anything.
666.
No, that's the bad other world. I'm talking the good other world.
Oh, that's some weird stuff.
I'm not sure my mom reached the...
Stop.
Oh, come on.
Of
course she is.
I'm pretty sure she might have had a pit stop somewhere.
She was a nice lady.
Just a layover.
That's horrible, dude.
Anytime I met her, she was so nice. Very nice. Always smiling. Nice hug. Very sweet woman.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to talk bad about her now, but...
No, of course not. I mean, I know, but that's past.
So that happened today.
That's the water that went under the bridge.
So now I'm really looking forward to getting on a plane.
Oh, one has nothing to do with the other.
And as we're on the plane, we're like singing Tiny Dancer. As it's,
right. Oh, God. I'm taking a different
JP's
flight.
JP's going to go, I told you. She locked the door.
I'm gay.
And mark that down. Yeah. Right. The other time was out. Okay.
Yes. That's happening, JP.
That's a great one. Great isolated audio. That's right. We had a girl in our hallway yesterday.
Kind of wish I had that one back.
This girl, MJ, who's on our hit morning show, she was on the other day in the office, and I don't remember what she was putting her decorations up yesterday, and she said, it's prickly and it's in my pants. And like just out of context. It was such a great line. I wish we had it. And it's all in my pants. That's what she said. It's prickly and it's all in my pants.
I find myself starting to edit myself when I'm like out with my friends. Right? I'm like, I don't have to do that here. But like, I'm so conditioned here. Yeah, exactly. I can actually say things.
Josh on line one. What's going on? Excuse me.
Hey, it's Jeff. And
hey,
explanation for your door locking is your batteries are dying.
Oh, if the battery on the keypad's dying, it'll lock itself for a safety reason, but then does that make sense?
Because you can manually unlock it, correct?
Yes.
So
I can,
for security,
I can manually, of course you could manually unlock a lock. What locks can't you manually do?
Right.
If it was keypad only.
It's keypad only on the outside.
Uh-huh.
On the inside, you can...
So for security, it defaults to locking.
Even
it
on
you.
The outside, you have to keypad,
mm-hmm.
and then
there's also a
and then turn the thing
key?
To get in.
So that's how it works, Jeff, huh?
I believe so.
You may have been the needle that just popped the proverbial balloon.
I kind of wish you were a little bit more convincing.
Exactly, I feel like he's like I'm almost positive is what I heard there.
Yeah, yeah. I can use a little bit more certainty there, Jeff. But thank you.
He's not even backing up with, hey, I install those things.
Exactly.
I work at a locksmith.
Yeah.
Look, you know I have zero issues with flying.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I'm not going to lie.
Really? It's in your head?
It's definitely in my head.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to tie one on before we get on that plane.
That's awesome, first
of all. Yeah, but that's not abnormal.
No, it's not. But, like, sometimes anyway. I was like, you know what? Like, because I was saying, okay, we're going to Sacred Pepper. Let me get my show prep done on the plane for tomorrow morning's show. This way, we'll go to dinner. I can relax and enjoy. I'm not going to sit there looking at the clock. Same. I still got to go home and do prep.
I totally agree.
That kind of thing.
Good plan.
Now I'm going to be drunk.
Huck Cham has an interesting idea. He says it wasn't a ghost. It was your son skipping school, and he didn't expect you to come home. He's had to sneak out of my house in the same way and more times than he can count. So,
So Joseph snuck out, and he also has to buy eggs. He had a couple of things he had to do, and you came home. Hmm. Surprise.
That would be funny.
And he didn't expect to see you. He was like, oh, crap. Dad's home. Now what?
Yeah, I don't think that happens in fifth grade. That's a little young for that.
Aw, you're so sweet. You're not my kid. No. My kid would never do that in fifth grade.
No, because he's afraid of authority.
Uh-huh. Okay. He would be afraid to convince you of that.
He would be afraid to get in trouble in school.
Mm.
Okay.
He's not afraid of me.
Steve is online, too. Hey, Steve, you got something? Go ahead.
Hey, I was calling. I had a cat when I was about 10 years old who... I went out of town, and my dad stayed back. I have a video of it on VHS. If I could figure out how to convert it, I'd upload it to YouTube. But the cat, my dad thought there was a ghost. And so he set up the camera to record it, figure out what it was. And, of course, it's the cat who was slipping on all the lights and opening all the doors looking for everyone.
No way.
Yeah, the cat would really jump up. And it had the flat-handled doors, so she'd jump up and paw at him.
Really?
So they'd open it. Yeah.
You guys would come home and things would be different. You wouldn't know why.
Yeah.
Right on. Thanks.
There was a ghost, but it's just a cat.
Hmm. Maybe it's a Lemmy.
Lemmy was right next to me.
Nope. Wasn't a Lemmy.
It was right next to me on the chair.
I don't know. I think Forrest Fart has a video of you at home doing show prep. Did you see that?
No, I have not.
You go to the Roger JP Twitter at Roger JP. You can see it, I guess. It's going to be something ridiculous.
Let's see.
Forrest Fart at it again.
All right, not his best work. Let's be honest.
I like that one. It's
the Michael Myers thing.
Yeah, it was you. It was you doing first.
It's JP doing work. Almost like it looks like on a typewriter with a coffee cup and Mike Myers behind him. Well, look at that.
You're lucky you're alive this morning.
I wish you would have took me out.
Therefore, what you wish for? We got to get on a plane together. You know. Anybody taking you out today?
No, listen. Yeah. I'm not, I don't know. When I was telling Brett the story, I was like, you have no idea how much I hate it's Halloween today, because I know exactly how lame this is going to sound.
That's a good story. All right, we're Roger and JP. It's 102.5 The Bone.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.